I want to tell you a brief story about St. Padre Pio. So Padre Pio was a Franciscan friar who lived in the last century and was known for the miracles that occurred around him. He was known to read souls during confessions. If he thought you weren't sorrowful, he'd send you away. He was known for the five wounds of Christ that appeared on his body and bled profusely. And he was known for bilocation. He'd be seen in two different places at the same time. And this isn't some fable from the medieval ages. You can Google him. You can see videos of him. You see images of him with the stigmata, the five wounds of Christ. People flocked to him from all over. Even Pope St. John Paul II, before he was Pope, would write to Padre Pio when a friend of his was sick and needed healing. Yet during Padre Pio's life, the church did not initially respond to him well. He was forbidden to show the wounds, to talk about them. His spiritual director, the closest priest he had, was replaced, and all correspondence with him was suspended. He was prohibited from responding to any letter or giving counsel to anyone, and his superiors were ordered to remove him from his monastery. He was not allowed to talk to anyone. In 1931, he was even forbidden to celebrate Mass in public. He was not allowed to hear confessions. False accusations were being thrown at him left and right. Yet the reaction of Padre Pio upon learning of each prohibition was to raise his eyes to heaven and to abandon himself to the will of God. He accepted everything with humility and resignation, although he knew that these sanctions were unjust. People judged him harshly. It wasn't until the 1960s that Pope Paul VI dismissed all accusations against him. Now, fast forward to today, he is one of the most famous saints of our modern times. He could have grown bitter at the time by how the church herself was treating him, but he did not. He accepted the suffering from God and remained faithful in the church nonetheless, for he had found the pearl of great price.